This is Torah for Living, daily prayers, wisdom, and guidance. A reading of the daily devotional book written by Mark Lanier. We're sharing scripture and insights from the Torah. And today we continue in Genesis chapter 45, verses 10 through 13. Hurry and go to my father. Hurry and bring my father down here. Today's passage is in the narrative of Joseph revealing himself to his brothers. Joseph had grown up with an especially close relationship with his father. As a teenage boy, Joseph was sent on an errand by his father to assist his older brothers. Having said goodbye for what was supposed to be a brief outing, Joseph wound up not seeing his father again for decades. Joseph was accosted by his brothers, sold into slavery, and shipped off to Egypt. This was before cell phones, the internet, or even calling 911. There was no hotline for missing children, no real chance that Joseph would ever see his father again. Joseph's father was in fact misled into thinking that his son was dead. So there was no search party seeking to find Joseph. To further complicate matters, Jacob, the father of Joseph, was elderly when Joseph was born. Jacob didn't have many years left on earth. Now, likely in his 40s, Joseph had reunited with his brothers. Although the brothers didn't recognize him at first, Joseph learned that his aged father was still alive. Joseph then had a big reveal where he showed his brothers his true identity. Joseph was ready to see his father. His brothers needed to hurry and bring their father to Egypt. No wonder Joseph was in a hurry. Time was lost. No one could register the years of anguish and heartache. Jacob had missed Joseph's wedding, the birth of Jacob's grandchildren through Joseph, Joseph's success in the business world, and so much more. Intensifying this lost time was the sadness of Jacob thinking he had lost his son. Jacob likely blamed himself for sending Joseph on the errand. Like most fathers, he must have played over and over in his mind his seemingly poor parenting choice. No doubt the brothers that sold Joseph into slavery and covered their misdeeds, letting their father think that Joseph was dead, were not enamored with the idea of finally telling their father the truth. But Joseph was. He wanted to see his dad soon. There is a time when things must be done quickly. Patience is a virtue, but time is a precious thing as well. We shouldn't waste time. We should recognize that each moment is priceless and cannot be replaced. Life doesn't have a rewind button. The key to pacing in life is recognizing the importance of time. We need to appreciate each moment and use it fully as God allows. Let's pray. Lord, give me wisdom to appreciate the fleeting nature of life. Let me fill my minutes wisely, making the most of the time that you give me. In your name, amen. This has been a reading of the daily devotional book, Torah for Living. It's written by Mark Lanier, author, lawyer, and founder of the Lanier Theological Library. You can find out more about the book in the show notes. And you can hear even more podcasts, watch videos, and read blogs and devotions that we hope will strengthen your faith right now at hopeondemand.com.